Real Housewives star Bethany Frankel blasts boring money grab Meghan Markle, Harry Netflix documentary. By Warner Todd Houston on December 14, 2022. Former Real Housewives star Bethany Frankel blasted former royals Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for their boring documentary that she says is all just a money grab. Frankel criticized the film, saying that it nearly put her to sleep, according to Page Six. "I found it a little bit boring," Frankel said in a social media video, adding, "It didn't hold my attention. It seemed like they really wanted to be humanized. They wanted us to know that they are real human beings." Frankel also dissed the former royal couple, saying that their entire lives seem geared toward hobnobbing with famous people to get noticed. "It felt like this entire documentary was about how famous we are. It's relentless," Frankel exclaimed. "If you are being trolled by the media, the royal family gave you the advice to say nothing because that's the advice that most very famous people are given," Frankel continued. "If you add gasoline to a fire, the fire blows up even bigger. It feels like they, and Meghan in particular, just keep wanting to tell us more." Frankel also said that the documentary seemed like a desperate money grab. "It feels like, grab the bag because we're leaving this thing and we gotta take everything we can," she said. Frankel has criticized Markle before. In September, the skinny girl businesswoman said that Meghan Markle is fucking up her public image and quickly becoming a woman without a country. "So I'm thinking about this Meghan Markle shit show," Frankel said at the time. "And maybe I'll be cancelled because I'm saying this. But I just think we have to be able to say something without getting beaten down. She is a terrible, terrible business person. Strategist, she's playing checkers, not chess, because she is overplaying her hand. And she is painting herself into a corner. Becoming a woman without a country," she added. Frankel also slammed the woke mob, recently, as well. After being attacked for making what critics claimed was a transphobic remark on her Just Be podcast, Frankel struck back, telling upset fans to go ahead and hate her, and added, "I'm not afraid of cancellation." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.